Well, the last two BYU NCAA tournament games that were played into overtime ended up in penalty kicks. BYU won one of them against Santa Clara to get to the national title game last year, then lost in the title game to Florida State on PKs. And as we come back in, the body language makes me think the Cougars might make a keeper change just for overtime. Tegan Sill, who's long, athletic, a great leaper, a parrier, the 5'8" freshman from Davis High School, has been warming up. We'll see if she comes out here in overtime. And who will take the penalty kicks for BYU? I feel good about Coach Jen Redrockett. So I think she'll select Bella Foligno, Liv Wade, Brecken Mozingo, Liv Smith is a likely look. And then who's the fifth if those are the four? Rachel McCarthy? Izzy Stratton? Allie Fryer? We shall see. Five shooters apiece, and we'll see where we are here in penalty kicks. 1-1, BYU and Stanford to advance to the next round, round of 16, at the NCAA tournament. And yep, look at that. Tegan Sill will be the keeper between the pipes for BYU. So after 110 minutes, allowing one goal, Savannah Mason's been replaced by Tegan Sill, the rookie, in the highest pressure moment of this season, will be in the woodwork. Ryan Campbell stays the keeper for Stanford. The shots will be taken on the goal to my left. Tegan Sill is setting up on the line. She claps her hands confidently. Stanford will shoot first. Today's referee is meeting with both keepers. Mark Cadleck is his name. Tegan Sill is her name. She is a freshman. Again, Kaysville, Utah, Davis High School. She's played in four games this year. The fifth game of her BYU Cougar career comes in the NCAA tournament in the second round in penalty kicks. Wow. BYU had heartbreak in Santa Clara last December, losing the national title from the spot.
BYU, number 66 of Hannah Mason.
Nope, that's not right. Tegan Sill is in goal. And Abby Grubel will take the first shot. So he got the shooter right, but not the keeper. The keeper's Tegan Sill. Abby Grubel will line it up. It'll be a right-footed shot on the whistle. There's the whistle. The run-up by Grubel. The shot and the score inside the right post. So Stanford opens on top, and it'll be Brecken Mozingo taking the first shot for BYU.
In goal for Stanford, number one, Ryan Campbell.
So Grubel is good. And now it's Mozingo. She was so money last year in the postseason from the spot. The whistle, the left-footed shot, and a goal. Inside the left post, Brecken Mozingo makes it 1-1 in PKs. Now it's Maya Doms. Doms for Stanford. Four goals in the regular season, the 5'6" senior. 2-for-2 from the penalty spot this year. This to put Stanford on top 2-1 in penalty kicks.
Number 10, Maya Doms.
Doms placing the ball deliberately on the dot. Still not to her liking. Now she makes her back steps and sets up on the left side of the ball, so a right-footed attempt coming from Doms. There's the whistle. The run-up, the shot, and inside right post with Sill going to her right. The shot goes away from her, and 2-1, Stanford. Doms scores. Now it is Olivia Wade. Mozingo scored, and now Wade on the dot. We are 2-1, Stanford in penalty kicks. The Cougs taking their second of two PKs.
Number 10, Olivia Wade.
Wade takes her back steps and moves now three steps to her left. It'll be a right-footed shot. The whistle, the run-up, the shot, and what a blast to the top netting from Olivia Wade for goal number two. We are tied 2-2. She went high, kept it under the bar. What a shot from Olivia Wade. That was launched into the top netting. expertly placed. Now Juliet Leontini. Leontini, 2-2 in PKs. She takes her back steps and slides to her left. The whistle and a right-footed shot forthcoming. Leontini, she goes high and under the bar for goal number three. Two excellent penalties taken by Wade and Leontini back-to-back. It's 3-2 Stanford. And yes, Olivia Smith is the next shooter. I think that Bella Foligno would be next. We'll see.
Taking the kick for BYU. Number two, Olivia Smith.
Stanford 3, BYU 2 in PKs. She takes her steps back and left. She'll shoot from the with the right boot. Olivia Smith, run up, shot, goal! Keeper goes the wrong way. Inside the left post for Liv. 3-3, every shot converted. Now the markswoman, let's say. Jasmine Eike. Eike, the fourth of five for Stanford. The placement. We await the whistle. And another right-footed shot. She takes diagonal steps back. Tegan Sill in goal. The whistle, the run-up, the shot and the score. Sill goes wrong way again. She goes to her left, shot went to her right, and Eike makes it 4-3. And look who it is. Running up to the spot, it is Laveni Vaca. Laveni Vaca, it may mean Bella is next. Vaca, a center back. Back and to her left. The whistle, quick shot, and goal! It's high and under the bar, and 4-4. Every shooter has scored. And some great shots being placed here in PKs. Now for Stanford. It's a center back. So back-to-back center backs. Elise Evans.
Number two, Elise Evans.
Elise Evans. Should she miss, BYU shoots for the win. There's the whistle. The run-up by Evans. The shot. The save! The save by Sill! And now the Cougs can win it! It's going to be Ellie Maughan for the win. Tegan Sill makes the save of Elise Evans. And now it's on the boot of Ellie Maughan for the Cougs to move on. A shot for the win here in PKs.
Taking the kick for BYU, number 11, Ellie Maughan.
Places the ball. Campbell between the pipes, bouncing on the line. Maughan steps back. Maughan steps to her left. One, two, three. Sets. Whistle. Run up. Right-footed shot. And a goal! Ellie Maughan sends the Cougars to the round of 16. And how sweet it is! Takes last year's heartbreak and turns it into jubilation and triumph here in Chapel Hill. From the spot, BYU is a 5-4 winner in penalty kicks. The final kick on a perfect round of PKs from Ellie Maughan. She was spot on, and the Cougs are on to the Sweet 16. BYU will face either the home team, North Carolina, or Georgia on Saturday morning at 9:30 Mountain Time, 11:30 Eastern. Jason Shepherd will have the call. That's on Saturday morning here at Dorrance Field. Ellie Maughan goes inside the left post, and the Cougars advance to the third round of the NCAA tournament, and Stanford's tournament run is done after 1-1 through 110 minutes of play. It is BYU from the penalty spot, taking it 5-4. Scoring for BYU were Brecken Mozingo, Olivia Wade, Olivia Smith, Laveni Vaca, and Ellie Maughan. 5-5 from the spot. Perfection in every way for BYU here today at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Fantastic. BYU on to the next round, the Sweet 16, of the NCAA tournament. We'll come back with more postgame coverage as we continue on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.